Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 12th of October, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday.
And to you, also with me today, with weather and traffic on the 8th, I have Brian Chapin. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Kelly. It's good to be here today. Looking forward to telling you all about the city a little later on. First up, we've got a little piece from Journey.
Oh, no. I was seriously for a second there waiting for the music to start.
I was about to sing, so.
Thank goodness
we have breaking news to discuss instead is all I can say.
We do, in fact, have breaking news to discuss. So it doesn't play as well on the podcast when I hold my finger up to my ear and go, I'm hearing. That we have. So here you go. Over to you, Charlotte. Beep, 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 beep.
Thanks, Kelly. Right. Yes, there is going to be an Apple event on Monday. That's October the 18th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, if I've done my time zones correctly. It's called Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very dramatic AR Easter egg, and all the imagery around it looks like power and hyperspace, and it's all very exciting. And we think it's going to be about new super duper powerful MacBook Pros and probably iMacs. My guess is we're going to hear about the next generation of Apple Silicon. You can decide to call it M1X or M2 or whatever you fancy, but that seems to be what we will be looking forward to on Monday.
Yeah. So, Brian, I know you have some speculation on this.
Less speculation and just I think it's kind of obvious. Get the moniker Unleashed. You've got Macs that have been waiting to be updated with the new M1 or MX,
the next gen processor.
Yes, the M gen processor. And it seems like the name that's been tossed around has been the M1X for the next iteration. So it all makes sense to me. That we're going to see some new Macs. Hopefully it'll be new iMacs, new MacBook Pros, and then maybe even a new Mac Mini. Is that a possibility? I'm seeing some speculation about that elsewhere. I wasn't expecting another Mac Mini.
That seems less likely to me. It hasn't been that long ago. The Mac Mini was the first thing that got an M1 chip.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's been like a year since we got the Mini.
Considering how long it took them to update the last one.
which is honestly a little bit why I thought maybe they'd do it again. Just sort of, you know, haha.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Just for a little bit of context, we got the WWDC announcement about Apple Silicon. And that was that was 2020. We got the announcement that it was happening, right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Time has no meaning.
They're kind of all a blur. Time. So
what's the actual question?
When was this announced? It was WW 2020, Apple Silicon, the M1 chip.
Oh, right, right. So a little more than a year ago.
It was last summer. And they said it was going to be like a 24-ish month transition, I think was how they put it. Like 24 months or so, something like that, to get everything up to speed and all transitioned over from the Intel hardware, which everything's been on for a while now. And so just for some context, like we're basically like in the middle of that transition. They said it was going to be 2 years. We're a year in. And so far we have minis and smaller iMacs and MacBook Pros and MacBook Airs that are all running on the M1 chip. The 16-inch M series MacBook Pro we've yet to see. You can't buy a 15-inch M1, only a 13-inch. If my math is correct. So a larger laptop and perhaps a higher powered iMac might be on the scene, and then the mini if they revise the mini again, which I could see them doing now that they've done all the work to put Apple Silicon in a mini form factor. Like,
and it may have some new industrial design too. That's according to 9to5 Mac.
Okay.
I swear, if I end up having to buy a new computer, I'm going to be furious.
Well, technically, you don't have to.
You are under no obligation. That doesn't mean you won't want one deep down in your soul. I mean,
honestly, I'm going to be so mad. If we do this show on Monday and I'm like shipping out hundreds of pounds for a pretty new Mac Mini, I'm going to be furious.
Okay, well, here's this
and it will be your fault, Brian.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that's fair.
Here's what I would guess, Hazard, is that if Apple redoes the Mac Mini, they might offer both Mac Minis, and that would include last year's, mm-hmm. and the new one at the same time. And if that's the case, and you feel compelled to buy the new one, your resale value on your old one would be pretty high.
Yeah. That's true. Even I mean, I have a non-M1 Mini. I have the last non-M1 Mini.
Oh, okay. All right, no,
you're you have an Intel Mini, so...
I have the last standing Intel Mac Mini, so yeah. I would be interested to, I mean, I'd be interested in the retail value of that. Anyway, but that's going to be an interesting one. I want to throw some wild speculation out to you two.
Before we do some wild speculation, give me one moment, because first, I want to take a minute and tell people about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor is Gabby. If you're looking for ways that you can cut some of your costs, one of the easiest places to start is with auto insurance. So shopping for auto insurance isn't great. You have to compare. You have to do a bunch of legwork. And Gabby is all over that for you. So the stuff that takes you a really long time, Gabby can do for you in just a few minutes. So you give Gabby your current policy, and then they compare your current coverage with up to 40 of the top insurance providers. And when they do that, these are actual verifiable quotes. This isn't sort of ballparky hand waving guesses at things. And like I said, you give your current coverage level, so they will only show you policies that are the same or better than what you already have. And most of the time, those are going to be at a lower price. It's free to use Gabby, and they will never sell your info. So you're not going to get a bunch of spam about it either if you change. So people who switch using Gabby save on average $80 a month over their current policy. Gabby's been featured in TechCrunch, Forbes, and USA Today. So to start saving on your auto insurance, go to Gabby.com/TDO and start saving. It's totally free. Like I said, they don't sell your data. And that's Gabby.com/TDO. Gabby.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Gabby for sponsoring the show today. So Charlotte, you have some wild speculation.
So at the last Apple event where we got the new iPhone, so we saw the new iPhone 13 range.
Yes.
The unexpected bit was, I don't think we were really expecting the iPad stuff that happened at that event, but we were kind of expecting iPads to happen maybe this kind of time, but they got ahead of that. Mm-hmm. But the one thing we did expect at the iPhone event that we didn't get was new AirPods.
Indeed.
The third generation of the standard AirPods, and we certainly didn't get new AirPods Pro. And I wonder if in the spirit of Unleash, they will throw new AirPods into the mix. My guess, though, is that they might now just hold off. If we're expecting a November-ish type event, surely you would release new AirPods then for holiday season.
I think this is that event.
You don't think there's going to be a third event this before?
No.
You don't think there'll be another event before December?
Ixnay on the Erd Day event.
In which case, I'm standing a bit firmer on throwing in my AirPods speculation.
I'm 100% convinced that they're coming. But if they're coming this year, I think it's next Monday. I don't think there's going to be...
It
doesn't really fit in with the Unleashed theme, and it seems like they would have announced those with iPhone. That's just me. Maybe they couldn't. Maybe they'll throw them in.
I think you could throw in a kind of AirPods lets you do XYZ unleashed free from wires in your life.
Well, and it depends on what they add to them to make them
exactly
the next edition, because maybe they've unleashed those too, right? I don't know.
That's super. Yeah.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also, I think we've learned possibly never to read too much into the name.
That's true.
We can get bogged down sometimes by the name, but I think it's possible that that is an extra that gets thrown in on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you guys are both, and I can take your word for it that there's not going to be a further event. If you're not expecting that, then get that ready for the holiday season, surely.
Yeah. It
would surely be highly unusual to have a third event during the fall. It's not saying that Apple couldn't do it, especially mm-hmm. now that they're virtual.
Right, right.
Right, a little easier to deal with, but it would be unprecedented, I believe, is the correct word.
Well,
yeah, I'm trying to remember. There was a stretch where we had like three events kind of in a row, but it wasn't like they were all that close together. My recollection is very fuzzy. Like Charlotte said earlier, what even is time? So it's hard to say. But I don't see there being enough other stuff to go with AirPods, even if it was we've revved AirPods and we've revved AirPods Pros and we've revved AirPods Maxes. Like even that, I don't think even if you had a dramatic new revision for all of those, that would be an event in and of itself. So
okay, well, in which case I'm starting feeling a bit stronger in my conviction that we might see at least some new entry level AirPods, because
mm-hmm.
that seems unlikely you would just do that by press release. And so
yeah,
I'm feeling a little bit stronger that we may, in my conviction, that that might appear on Monday.
Yeah,
I do. Ichabod thoroughly disagrees.
Well, he always has such strong opinions about these events. Okay.
No, but a serious question. I mean, mm-hmm. we know that a lot of it's going to be about the Mac, and that's as it should be. Mm-hmm. It's perfect time to do it. We've been expecting this, as you guys outlined, the next part of the transition to Apple Silicon
mm-hmm.
makes complete sense. When do you just simply think that AirPods will then not be updated at all this year, or even the AirPods Pro? They better not update the Pro.
Well,
because I just got some.
The thing that I wonder is mostly about, because we've gotten features like just this this last week or so, we got the firmware update for Conversation Boost.
That's from the Pros, yeah.
Yeah, in the Pros, we've gotten, what was the other thing we got recently? There's the new like alert if separated thing that you can do now. Which I believe yep. we have an article about, and there are other things that have come out via software, but most of that stuff's been for the Pros. So I could absolutely see that AirPods might get revised in some way. I'm not sure about the Macs, and I don't know if maybe we would get new Pros, or if they're just going to start admitting in public that they own Beats and we're going to get new Beats as part of this. I'm not sure, but it definitely feels like something that could totally be coming. I don't know. I'm a little less convinced, unless it's something really revolutionary that they do with the Pros. I feel like if anything, the Pros would get a small change, like how AirPods went from Gen 1 to Gen 2, which basically meant that the case charged for you wirelessly instead of having to plug in a lightning cable. And that's like the primary difference between the original AirPods.
Yeah, it seems to me it'd be AirPods 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, I would be interested to see what new computers we get.
Yeah, I think it'll be... Let me ask both of you this, because this is where a lot of the speculation has come from. I think I know I'm generally given to overstatement, but I feel like it's understatement to say that chatter about this reached a fever pitch more than once. And that is the 16-inch Apple Silicon laptop. I'm not convinced it's going to continue to be a 16-inch machine. I'd like to know what both of Ooh. You think about that, because I think it'll end up being like a 17-inch screen, but a 16-inch body, you know, because they're going to be able to do some sort of magic with the bezels or something. So I think that's what we're going to end up getting is, you know, something that is more than 15 inches, but, you know, isn't going to be the massive slab of aluminum to carry around. So Charlotte, what do you think?
Yeah, I can also definitely see them couching this in terms of this is your ultimate hybrid work device. Mm-hmm. Powerful, portable, take it to your office, take it to your home office, wherever you go, it's the same thing. I can see that kind of framing happening.
Yeah, kind of what I figured. Brian, how about you?
We just moved to 16 inches on the MacBook Pro. So I don't know that. I mean, Apple likes to sort of, you know, do things in stages, and, you know, I think I'd be surprised if we went to a bigger screen than that. Plus, there is also the psychological disadvantage of marketing 17 inches from the standpoint that a 17 inch laptop used to be really huge. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's still really huge.
I'm sure that Apple could do so if they wanted. And to your point, it would be smaller than it was before because of the smaller bezel, things like that. But I think that 16 inches is probably a really good competitive place to be.
Okay.
And that the real performance is going to, or the real change is going to be in the computational performance for the CPU, as well as the graphics performance on the GPU.
Okay.
But I don't know. Do you have a reason for thinking this? Did I miss a rumor somewhere?
No, I just, I was just thinking that Apple may leave the 16 inch alone, and maybe the new one is, you know, 16.5 or something, so that it's like you're getting a 17 inch laptop, but you don't have to carry around a 17 inch laptop. Because, like, I remember when the 16 inch came out, a lot of people being very upset about it not being a 17 inch machine. Apparently, if you are a person who wants more than a 15 inch MacBook Pro, like, both of you are super duper loud because the. and you were not happy about the 16 inch machine. So that's where it comes from, is just having heard the reaction at the time.
I have no doubt that they will try and tweak a little bit the design so it feels like something really new. Mm-hmm. But I think Brian is almost certainly going to be proven right in that the focus will be largely around, performance as mm-hmm. opposed to design.
Yeah. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. Brian is right. Blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
That's what I heard. On a serious note, there is the elephant in the room, too, which is the mm-hmm. Mac Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Which it is interesting to me that it is taking so long to move this to the M processor line. From this standpoint, Apple knew that it was making the M processors when it was designing this fabulously expensive Intel Mac Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And
with the world's most expensive wheels.
The world's best wheels. I had to fix that for you. And I'm getting sort of, and I don't expect that 24 month time frame that Kelly mentioned earlier probably means that Mac Pro is going to come sometime next year, calendar year,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even for WWDC. And it's just interesting to me that they would do that. Like, they put a lot of money and development effort into a machine that is extraordinarily expensive and has a relatively small market. And it's like they weren't thinking about how to put the M processor in it. Or maybe it's just simply, you know, taking a lot longer to design the kind of cores that would be needed for the M processor to make the Mac Pro work. I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but it's interesting to me.
I think we should throw in at this point, and I know you won't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, Kelly, but I think there is a broader point, which is, you know, we've obviously touched on it before at the Mac Observer, issues around chip shortages globally,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. And we truly don't know the full extent of how much this has slowed down and affected Apple production from the very high-end devices like Brian is describing to the more consumer-facing devices.
Right.
We know it's had a significant impact. We will probably never know quite to what the extent that has, altered the development cycle, the release cycle, so on and so forth.
Certainly.
So I think that's just something to bear in mind when we see whatever is announced on Monday.
Yeah, I think so.
And also when we hear the kind of delivery and shipping dates as well for that.
Yeah, because I know that was one thing with the new Apple Watch pre-orders was that it seemed like those slipped into October very, very quickly. And you know, we have some reasonable presumptions, I would say, as to why that is. So, yeah. As we find out more, we'll see. Bit of a housekeeping note. As per tradition, when there is an Apple event, this show will happen a little bit later because we wait until we've finished watching the event, and then we will come give you the hottest of takes here on Daily Observations. So just keep in mind that next week that's going to be a little bit late. So thank you to Charlotte and Brian for coming by. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.